This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta to review the full spectrum of bilateral ties and provide fresh momentum to the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The two leaders also witnessed the exchange of memoranda of understanding aimed at enhancing collaboration in areas of mutual interest. Speaking at a joint press meet in Jakarta, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto announced that Indonesia has conferred its highest honor, the Bintang Adipurna of the Republic of Indonesia, upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi. We now go over live to the Prime Minister's address.
और किफायती दवाइयां इंडोनेशिया के नागरिकों को और सहजता से उपलब्ध होगी. हम इंडोनेशिया के डॉक्टर्स और हेल्थ केयर वर्कर्स की कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग में भी योगदान देंगे. भारत में डेवलप किए गए गेहूं के बीज की सप्लाई से इंडोनेशिया की फूड सिक्योरिटी और मजबूत होगी. हम एक दूसरे के साथ सस्टेनेबल फार्मिंग और एग्रो टेक्नोलॉजी में बेस्ट प्रैक्टिसेस भी साझा करेंगे. फ्रेंड्स, 21st सेंचुरी टेक्नोलॉजी ड्रिवन सेंचुरी है. भारत और इंडोनेशिया दोनों ही युवा ऊर्जा से भरे हुए देश हैं.
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that Cooperation Ministry has infused new energy into the lives of nearly 30 crore people associated with the cooperative sector over the past 5 years. Addressing the 5th Foundation Day celebrations of the Cooperation Ministry in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said the ministry established by Prime Minister Modi in 2021 has transformed the cooperative ecosystem into one that is modern, transparent, technology-driven and competitive. The 6th batch of pilgrims for the ongoing Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra was flagged off from the Bhagavati Nagar base camp in Jammu early this morning amid tight security arrangements. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that a total of 8,815 pilgrims left for the holy cave shrine in Kashmir. Amid the political storm intensifying in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, the Jammu and Kashmir Joint Awami Action Committee, JAAC, has issued a 48-hour deadline to the government in Islamabad, threatening a grand and final response on the 9th of July, if their conditions remain unfulfilled. In a formal declaration, the committee announced that its current sit-in protest will persist indefinitely until all of its demands are satisfied. In men's cricket, India will take on host England in the third T20 international of the 5-match series at Trent Bridge in Nottingham tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 10 p.m. Indian time. The men in blue will look to level the series as the new skipper, Shreyas Iyer, is yet to register first win under this captaincy. England, on the other hand, have named an unchanged playing 11 for the third T20 international. In football, Belgium defeated the United States 4-1 in the round of 16 clash to secure their place in the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup in Seattle. Belgium will now face Spain in the quarterfinals at the Los Angeles Stadium on Friday. Earlier, Spain stormed into the quarterfinals, beating Portugal 1-0 in the round of 16 clash at the Dallas Stadium last night. 8 people were killed and some others missing after thunderstorms and gales brought by severe convective weather hit the eastern part of central China's Hubei province. According to provincial emergency management authorities, thunderstorms, strong winds and tornadoes struck several cities last evening. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall today over parts of coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, interior Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim are also expected to experience heavy rainfall during the day. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely in places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, parts of Northeast India, Odisha, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.